Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. The ladies' man just went inside to cool down, and we all know the master entering stage, right? Bubba!
So it is really hot here in South Florida right now.
It's not.
It definitely is. I don't know if it is more of temperature or more of humidity or a combination of both, Bubs. But it is absolutely insane. We actually have an 18-foot full carbon fan that is above us in our main build facility, and we literally have that thing cranked up to 80% today, which we never really get that thing over like 55, 60. It is just that hot. We are trying to blast some air around here.
What's so cool, that is a macro air 18-foot span fan. I'm looking up at it, Bub. This thing literally levitates. The top of the building levitates when that thing gets on above 50%. It's pretty cool, Bub.
Well, you know, it's the part that sucks about it is the fact that when we film, we can't have the fan on high. So I mentioned it was on 80%. Now it is down to like 10, and it is barely moving right now. So let me tell you, we will be sweating here in the next 5 minutes.
Still puts off a lot of air. The displacement of that 18 feet, man, puts up a little bit of air, doesn't it, Bub?
Yep.
This episode is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, around the world by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you visit us for an online catalog of over 30,000 stunning parts. Bub's been very aggressively working away on the website. He wants it very specially done. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com. The moose is loose on the web. I understand Miss Outlaw was up at a local venue selling boutique apparel and accessories the other day, Bub.
Yeah, man. Of course, she's doing her online store a lot going on with social media with Miss Outlaw Boutique. You know, that thing's just incredible the way she's killing it right now.
Yeah, man.
In terms of, you know, just trend-setting fashion and designs and accessories and themes, you know, everything from date night attire to, you know, just going to the beach and, you know, literally everything in between.
Super cool, man.
Concert stuff, party stuff. So it is all insane that she's doing at Miss Outlaw Boutique, but she just did just do a local pop-up that is starting to take off and be something really huge.
It is, man.
And it makes it really fun, man. It's not only from like a from a business standpoint, it's a successful way to do it, but also from a like a marketing and social standpoint, it's great because you get out, you're at a different venue all the time, and you're always meeting and, you know, seeing new people.
And Bub, to your point, you know, you went from the big box retailers, you know, the Saks Fifth Avenue and things like that in the malls, and now you're down to the smaller, more cozy one-on-one feel of the pop-ups. It's pretty incredible, man.
It makes it nice, man. You get that one-on-one stuff, and it's a lot better.
Good morning to Jack Bias out there in Ontario, Canada. Jack says that is a lot of chrome. We're going to be talking about this just a moment, Bub. Capristo is exhaust, Bub.
Done Bubba style.
Man, crazy stuff. Orange County Choppers, a lot of good stuff coming out of them. We want to say good morning, Bub, to a couple of our very good friends. Jim and crew out at Drag Specialties, Bub.
Yeah.
They're getting loaded up to go where, Bub?
They're on the way to Sturgis right now if they're not already there.
Yeah. So I know Jim was loading the truck this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah. It's I know that they were planning on doing that. I talked to Billy. He's already getting ready to head out right now. So it's
Billy Lane.
You know, a bunch of great things going out there. A lot of good guys are going to be out there. Got, you know, good builders and just a lot of guys in the motorcycle world going out there having a blast.
Billy, of course, is your very good friend. You guys are troublemakers at best.
A little bit.
Yes, absolutely, Bub. So we want to say good morning to Billy, the crew out there. Good morning to our good guys, Jack, the whole crew over at Drag Specialties. I can't talk much about it. You can't talk much about it. There's some big things coming in with that. Jack, you're going to like what we're going to tell you about Drag Specialties. Not too distant future here. Bub, this is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Capristo Murcielago Lamborghini exhaust. This is a $23,500 exhaust, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so this is no joke. It's not a game. These are pure quality pieces, man. When we talk about the Capristo product line, and we have been for the past, I'd say, week and a half, 2 weeks, as we've been getting these products updated and onto the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website, and also all of the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those things. You know, we have been lining these things up, not only from a product standpoint, but also getting inventory squared away for what's been coming in from Capristo, and also the installs that are going to be going on here at BEM. It is insane, man. These things, when you are, you know, you're talking about high quality, you're talking about high-end rides, you're talking about supercars, hypercars, cars that are just, you know, high-end luxury, sport, exotic, all of that, you want to buy the highest brand components out there. If you want to buy cheap, don't bring it here. It's just that simple. If you want to buy high quality, bring it to BEM, and that's all you're going to get. When you are partnered up with companies like Capristo, it doesn't get any better than that, not just from an exhaust side, but also now from starting to get into the tuning and performance side of the modules and harnesses, which is great, but also into the carbon fiber side. So it's not just that one small
aspect. You're talking about Capristo is. They're adding that to their product line, though.
Right. So it's been a lot of updating and getting that stuff on the sites. But when you do buy it, you are buying pure quality. As you can see sitting right here, this is for the 06 to 08 Lamborghini Murcielago LP640s, which is an animal, man. Those things were they started production on those cars in 2001. And, you know, they did that LP640 from 06 to 08. And it was literally just a flame-spitting machine, and that's exactly what you get when you buy these Capristo exhausts. The way that those V10 and V12 motors run, they are absolute animals, man. They literally will shoot flames 5 and 10 feet out the back of these cars.
It's funny, too, Bub. We're headlining the event at November 11th, Exotics on Las Salas, here in Fort Lauderdale. We will be out there with the Capristo guys, Monster Energy drink. We're going to have several celebrities out there with us. We'll be doing autographs in the Monster, one of the Monster tents there. It's going to be, as you know, I was on the phone all morning working out the details. It's going to be amazing. Jack, to see this piece in person is stunning, Jack. These are actually ceramic tips, Bub. Let's talk about that as well.
Well, you know, it's everything about it, man. It's, as you guys see, this is a piece of the system. So this system runs at 23.5. And these systems literally come with everything you need from your engine all the way out the back end of that car. So you are talking headers, race-style headers. You are talking 200-cell sport cats. You are talking the full valved exhaust system and that complementing black ceramic-coated tip that matches in with that rear diffuser on that car the way it should. And what he is holding, those are actually called heat blankets. So those actually go around the cat pipes or the header combo. Those protect everything around that car in terms of keeping that heat everywhere insulated that it should be and where it shouldn't be.
That's correct. It does, Bub. These are very nice pieces. I can tell you, too, these weigh, Bub, I want to say about 5 pounds. They are very, very heavy indeed, and they're very industrial. We could play props with it, Bub, if you wanted to. Jack up in Ontario says it looks like it looks just stunning from my view. It is very nice. I may, if Bub gives me permission, we may unmount that camera and walk you around the backside of this thing and let you see it, Bub. Jack says he also likes the bike sitting in the background, Bub. Do you want to talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not much to say about that back there. It's, as everybody knows, if you guys do watch Discovery's American Chopper with Paul Sr., now also Paul Jr. again, and the entire crew at Orange County Choppers, OCC up in New York, that is the Geico bike that they did for one of their earlier episodes of their 2018 season. Stay tuned for season two that's coming out.
And stay tuned. There will be plenty more OCC bikes here. There's a reason they're here. Good morning to Kenny Ledsam, man. Kenny Ledsam, many, many years, man, was our wheel and tire representative with American Racing.
Yeah.
He moved to South Africa, I think, Bub.
Probably.
Yeah, I think he went to South Africa, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
What's he doing there?
What he's best at.
What's that?
I'm just going to flatline right there.
Bub, there was a lot of things that Kenny...
By the way, he just walked off set. He's over at the touch screen for the fan control, so he'll be back in a second.
I can see you're sweating over there,
Bub. I'm literally sweating standing here right now. That's how hot it is, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and I can see you're sweating, so...
So turn the fan up so it's just a bunch of airflow on the mics.
There you go.
You know, I'll tell you what, man. It's this is definitely a system that I'm looking forward to getting my hands on one of those Murcielagos and installing this kit. It is going to be an absolute animal. These cars already north of 600 horsepower. The gains that they get from doing the Capristo full exhaust upgrade.
And what about tunes on these, Bub? Let's talk a little bit about the tunes on them. And what does it take to get a tune on these vehicles?
You know, it's much like any car, right? So whenever you do performance upgrades, there are, you know, and depending on what industry you're in, what arena you're in, like whether you're in the bike world or the car world or the truck world, the exotic world, there are different things. Some people call them stage one packages. Some people call them stage two packages. Some people call them just a performance upgrade. But your average go-tos are moving around more airflow, right? Most people, when they get their cars, and it doesn't even have to be a car. It could be a truck. It could just be a Jeep, for Christ's sakes. They want to change the sound, right? Everybody wants sound, whether it's through an audio system with a sub in the trunk or whether they want sound with the engine coming out the back, right? Well, this is one of those pieces. You start to put on these exhaust systems, you get a lot of performance gains in terms of horsepower and torque ratings, even the power band, the way the car responds from the way that the system is designed, but also in the fact that you get that true, pure engine sound that you want. And on these motors, that's just incredible. That sound at 12 plus thousand RPM is insane. So it is something that's really fun to look forward to. But when you do the exhaust packages, you're adding airflow going out of that motor. So you want to be able to take in more airflow.
That's
so then you start going into, you know, different intake assemblies. So you're allowing more air in that matches the amount of air going out. And then naturally the computer can pretty much on fuel injected models offset for little amounts of adjustments,
Small adjustments, so like itself,
if you do just a set of filters on these things, sometimes people go crazy and they'll do carbon intakes and things like that.
Yep.
The computer can self-adjust within a certain range of parameters, but if you do want to maximize performance and efficiency, you do go into getting a custom tune, whether it is through handheld tuning, devices that you can plug into the car's computer, or if you go full custom dyno tuning and have something mapped out for your exact upgrades on your car to be at its peak performance with, say, your intake, yep, your exhaust, your headers, your CAT system or CAT delete pipes, anything like that.
By the way, Bub, you want to run these with the CATs. You always build with catalytic converters and fully emission compliant vehicles. Good morning to Jeff Graham out there. He wants to know if this will go on his Camaro, Bub.
I'm going to mount it on there. Yeah.
You've just finished doing a bunch of body work and paint on that car. Do you think maybe you should cut
good.
A hole
I mean,
in
that,
the hood and
that,
stick it?
No, I'll just do that tip sticking right out of the center where the tag factory went.
So hot.
It
man.
Actually would look pretty good.
It would look
that
good.
That style
it?
Tip. But that is also like a $4,000 tip. So it's like.
Isn't that crazy, man?
Yeah, no, it really is. There's, you know, there's more in this system than $23,500 sitting
it's here.
$23,000. More
bucks.
In that system than most people would ever consider even buying an entire old car
That's
for.
Right. That's, right,
that's just plain and simple.
It's crazy.
And that's a true couple-hour bolt-on piece.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It really is. But, you know, again, Bub, the quality is in everything that Capristo does, just like the quality is in everything you do. In fact, you have worked harder, Bub, with this sponsor, getting this one loaded up and ready to go and into the marketplace than probably many of the other sponsors, probably more than any other sponsor you've dealt with.
Yeah, you know, it's great, too, because it's not like, you know when you get aftermarket products, right? It doesn't matter how high-end quality the companies are. Usually you're in that, like, you know, I say it all the time, you're in that 90% quality mark, maybe 95, sometimes 98, in terms of, like, out of the box, how does it fit? Do you need to maybe oval a hole out a little bit or, you know, drill something a little here, a little there?
Yeah.
You're pretty freaking close with most of the companies. I would say 90 to 95% quality levels on everything that we get in terms of all of our
sure.
suppliers. But when you get into these higher end lines, Capristo line, for example, pure on 100%, there's no other question about it. Like when you take these things out of the box, when you go to put the heat blankets on everything, it is
flanging.
Nothing more than take it off and stick it on. And it's just that simple. And that's what makes the industry fun. That's what makes the hobby fun. That's what makes the job fun is when things go exactly like they should. And then you're truly getting what you just paid for.
It's funny. I stopped by and saw Manny over there at J. Alexander's and Three Forks. They do a lot of the parking of the exotics and Lambos right out front, the Porsches, BMWs, Ferraris, all of that. There was a wrapped up Lambo out there last night. And I told him, man, he needs to put that Capristo exhaust on there, doesn't he?
Yeah, you know, it's great, man. It's, you know, the quality's there, the product's there. And again, like I mentioned about the direct fit side of it, it's literally when you get these out of the box, you know, a lot of people have asked us, we've actually had two questions sent in to us already about the R8 exhaust system.
We need to talk about that, yeah.
And they wanted to know about the cars come factory with a, you can electronically control what the exhaust system does, like depending on your drive mode. You have like comfort, you have sport, you have track. So you can literally go through and adjust that car settings based off of what you want to do. Your drive style, maybe it's just you do it every time you get in the car. Maybe you just want to do it on the weekends when you are truly at the track. Some people track it every day.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. In terms of that, you do want to have that adjustability, and you want to make sure you have something that transfers through from stock to aftermarket.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Capristo makes sure of that. When they do, like, for example, the exhaust valves, all their actual valves do operate 100% off of the factory-style system. So there will be no lights turned on, no malfunction
That's
lights
correct.
Turned on your dashboard.
Yep.
It won't think anything is missing from the system when you do actually do the exhaust valves, when you do an upgraded exhaust system. And that's one of the key pieces, man. You can take it out. You can stick it on. It's not going to void warranty. It's not going to have things hanging down, harnesses, hoses, nothing like that. And if you really wanted to step it up and go to something even more, you can do a full standalone controller. So you can open and close these valves with a handheld remote at any point in time to set your own driving parameters.
By the way, Bub, did you see that Lamborghini... They had beaten at the Nuremberg Ring. For those who don't know, the Nuremberg Ring is, Bub?
It's a track.
It's a racetrack over in Germany.
That's it's correct. Insane, too, by the way.
It's insane.
An animal. Yeah.
It's an animal.
Yeah.
And you have to have mad skill. It's claimed a lot of lives, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot
I mean,
of lives.
A lot.
The Lamborghini had apparently beaten the Porsche GT2 Nuremberg record a couple years ago. And there was a big dispute about it by Porsche owners. They really tore Lamborghini up for it. Lamborghini officially took the world record yesterday in the Aventador. And this time they did it very smartly. They had telemetry, cameras, everything, so it could not be disputed.
Yeah.
So the Aventador took it and beat the Porsches for the first time at the Nuremberg Ring.
Yeah, which is pretty crazy too, man, because the Porsches get out there, and you know that those cars are very well, almost near 50-50 balance ratios, weight distribution, and you know, especially depending on the model line that you're driving. Yeah. But when you get in those things and you run them, it's crazy. The power that they put out, the handling that they produce, the braking that is right there when you need it to be there. It is. There's no brake fade at all. I mean, the cars are just animals when you get
them.
They
are, man.
And that's what you get when you buy, again, high-quality components such like Capristo. If you are buying an Audi R8, if you are buying a Lamborghini, if you are buying, I don't know, man, even in today's AMG packages, like the Mercedes AMG GTs or the GTSs, those cars are so well-tuned right out of the gate. There's not much that you do
There's
to
not.
Them. So when you do just want to do basic upgrades, it's not much more than exhaust system, than maybe lowering the car and setting the stance a little bit. You know, wheel and tire combos, if you really want to set those things off, window tint, maybe emblem deletes, or just doing crazy wraps if you want to go a little over the top. You don't really get a brand new car and take it all apart and paint it for an extra 30 grand. You just throw a wrap on it and then peel it off when you're done.
Yep, exactly. That's what I saw last night.
As long as you get a good quality wrap company, but we have one of those here at BEM.
Yep, we have Morpheus, yep.
Easy to do.
Yep, Morpheus is definitely our wrap company. They've done beautiful work for us.
Yep.
For many, many years. But we're going to have to talk about it when we get off the air. I still cannot get the video to come up live. I want to make sure I'm capturing everybody's comments from around the world. I like to respond to everybody individually. So I'd like to look at that with you. But we've had a lot of requests about the exhaust coming off of last week's show. I think tomorrow's show from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast and the only one filmed in 4K technologies, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk a little bit about this. We're going to have a partner call in. We've got a new piece of the puzzle, Grand Dior. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, man, it's just another piece of that arm that we're doing here at BEM. So it is now going to offer a full exotic car and luxury car rental service. So if there is something, maybe you're coming down for the weekend, maybe you're coming down for a week or a month, these cars can be rented out at great prices. And let me tell you, pure animals. I'm talking Rolls Royces to Lamborghinis.
Have you seen what Luke's
Porsches,
driven in here?
To Maseratis, everything from entry level all the way to the high end. Just make sure your insurance is on point.
That's exactly right.
Just
I know
that simple.
You and Luke and I have been in some big behind the doors meetings. Luke's going to join us tomorrow, Bob, and talk about what it takes to do a fleet of rental exotic vehicles. There's a lot to it, isn't there, Bob?
Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's, you know, it's something that is a great market, especially here in South Florida.
Yep.
You have a lot of people that travel here, whether it is to Palm Beaches or to Lauderdale, Del Rey, Boca, Miami, South Beach. I mean, everything from where we are 70 miles south to the start of the Keys is literally nothing more than like touristy travel go-to spots. And a lot of people want to roll in style when you get here, whether you just want a four-door Bentley. It is something that you want to be able to just come down, rent the car, but you don't want to go get a Hyundai or a Civic.
They don't even exist down
some
here.
Some little pilot type deal that's, you know, $39 a day. Maybe you do want to have that upper class style to you, and you want to go out and you want to have a great weekend here. Maybe a Friday, Saturday, and you're leaving on a Sunday, whatever it may be. These cars are easy to get your hands on, and they are pure high-end exotic.
It's adrenaline, isn't it, to drive them, Bub? It's just an adrenaline.
Yeah, it's like it totally changes your feeling on just automobiles in general, you know, just the way you feel about yourself, the way you feel about cars, the way you feel about what you're doing, like your class, your style, what you're doing, where you're going, everything.
You know, it's different, Bub. I mean, I work for you. You're considered one of the top three in the industry today. So I'm very familiar with how you build. Everything is leak-free. Everything's very drivable. It feels like it came out of the factory. Quality is a must for everything you do, okay? And I've driven the big, you know, 800 horsepower C7 Corvettes and that you've built, and the ZL1 Camaros. ZL1s, am I saying that right? ZL1 Camaros. I've driven all of that stuff that you've built, although you don't like me to. I've driven them. But there's something very different and unique about the way a European exotic car handles, man.
Well, it's not only that. It's handles plus the power band. They're just all different animals, man. They're all great in their own aspect, but they're all, every one of them responds differently. And, you know, American Muscle stuff is, it comes on so strong.
Undeniable, man.
That power is right there all the time. And, you know, it's power that gets away from you really fast.
It does.
Exotic car power is power that is very controllable. and is like, it pins you in a seat, but you're not all over the road. So you're not trying to oversteer it or countersteer yep. or, you know, come out of the pedal. I mean, you can literally lay into these cars and they will do everything you want them to do. There's no fighting them at all.
There's not any fighting them, is
no,
there?
No.
They are really, really designed to be driven. Mm-hmm. And when I drive the BEM 981, I think even Layla Von Athey, the owner of Miss Outlaw Boutique, when she drove it, we have roundabouts here in South Florida to mm-hmm. keep traffic flowing very quickly. Mm-hmm. And she said she couldn't believe the way that car pins itself just inside 90-degree corners, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, the balancing of them all the way around.
It's yeah. insane, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. Exotic car handling, Bub. Exotic car rentals, exotic car suspensions and exhaust, Bub, and how all of it complements together, man.
That's right.
It's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
It really is, man. And yeah. tomorrow, Bub, I want to share with everybody across the world is your 30th birthday.
I know. And look, he's got me freaking working first thing in the morning.
How about that? Yes, Bub is my son. I'll never forget the day he was born, ladies and gentlemen. It was a wonderfully special day. It's hard for me to talk about, so we'll leave it go at that. Whew. But I'm very proud of it.
Well, I guess that's it. So you guys stay tuned for this install on an LP640 Lambo coming up in the next week or so.
Yeah.
It is going to be insane. Pure animal. We will be spitting flames all over the place here at BEM.
We will. Yeah. And Mark, the BEM dirt track driver, Mr. Mark Hoffman, Bub, has people. I think he's on the road tomorrow with the team. And there was a couple of people who asked if he was going to be on to do his segment. He's already written it in to me, but I think I told him the importance of him joining us because people are asking for the race-ready segment.
All right.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
We'll be out race-ready in this LP.
How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated daily live stream, motorsports live stream, Bub. A lot of good stuff happening with Capristo, Bub. Pretty cool stuff happening over there. Look at the beauty of that Orange County Chopper bike.
Monster.
Right? Anybody out there want me to pull that camera off the pod and bring it over so you guys can see how that bike really looks? I mean,
all right, we're going to wrap it up here. Until tomorrow, keep on doing it Bubba style.
Until tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you then. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, ladies and gentlemen. Visit us for the online catalog, quickly approaching 30,000 new parts. You're going to see these exotics, ladies and gentlemen, and many, many, many more. And a lot of events will be there. August 11th, I think we're down, Bub, at Supercar Saturday in Broward County. Bub's shaking his head in the affirmative. You're going to see the Lambos, the Ferraris. That's a crazy show. Floyd Ragg puts that show on. Former Miami Dolphin, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy. Has us up at the front door there. November, we have the Cars and Coffee event. If you haven't been to the Cars and Coffee event at Palm Beach, at the Palm Beach Outlet Mall, go. It's the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event, and it is amazing. You'll see exotics that will take your breath away. Study the Lamborghini Huracan. That car will, if you look at watch the face it puts upon you. It's a beautiful, beautiful car. Look at that Huracan. I encourage you. And the Aventador, if you want to talk about where did, designers come from, the stealth technology, how is it passed off to the cars, look at that car. You'll see it's all right in there, ladies and gentlemen. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, man. Good people over there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen. The moose is loose on the web. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the finest in accessories and apparel. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique. She was doing a pop-up last night. Pretty cool. Night before last. Pretty cool. Getting out of the big box stuff and going into the pop-ups. Very innovative evolution. Ford Capristo exhaust, ladies and gentlemen, is exotic car exhaust done Bubba style. Capristo fits Bentley, BMW. It's the only factory authorized aftermarket exhaust in the world. There it is. Bentley, BMW, Porsche, Maserati, all of them. It fits them. It's really cool, and we're proud to be the sponsors of it. I want to say hello to all of our friends again out there, ladies and gentlemen, at Drag Specialties. They're doing some pretty cool stuff. Watch them for some cool stuff to come up as well from them. Let's reach out, ladies and gentlemen, to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, can't we? Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. Let's put shoes on somebody's feet. They may have holes in them. And if somebody's standing at the corner, ladies and gentlemen, that's with a sign that says, "We'll work for food," do me a favor, man. Point them across the street. Tell them you'll meet them over there at the Shell, the Citgo, the 7-Eleven, whatever it is. A protein drink and a power bar is cheaper than your designer cup of coffee. So let's make sure we're being good to people and feeding them and taking care of them. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 o'clock, right here on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Until then, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Hey, Bub, let's go grab something to eat. What do you think, man?